Okay, morning. We're Masechet Tvachim. Daf Tzadik Hey. And we're starting with the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Bet Amud Bet at the bottom. Okay, so we saw the Gemara and the Gemara discussed Begadim and Kalim that got bloodstains on them and they had to be cleaned in the Azara, in the Beit HaMikdash. And if they went out, right? Even so, they have to be brought back in to be cleaned inside. But if they were tamei while they were outside, then we were dealt with a problem. Because on the one hand, you've got to bring it into the Azara to do the cleaning. On the other hand, you can't bring in a tumah kli or a tumah beged, right, into the Azara. So we had all different ways of how we would deal with it, by either tearing or by breaking or making a hole in order to remove the tumah, because the breaking is the actual tara process. And then we bring it into the Azara, and there we would do the kibbutz. So now the Gemara starts with the first question, because we said that with the clothes, you would tear them. Right? We said, Kor'or v'nichnas. So the Gemara says like this. Matkif la Ravina Kor'or. Ravina says, what do you mean Kor'or? The Pasuk said, beged, right? Kor asher yigah b'bsarei kedash v'asher yazeh midama al ha-beged. So Amarachmana. And once you tear it, right, as soon as you've torn this garment that we're speaking about, right, love begedu. Not a beged. So Gemara says no. The Meshayir, if I look at that Rashi there, beged Amarachmana, she has shame beged alav. Beshaat kibuso. At the time of washing has to be a beged. Not the time you bring it in, the time you wash has to be a beged. The Gemara says no. What's the answer? The Meshayer Bay Kedei Ma'aforet. Look at Rashi, yeah? The Meshayer Bay. Shelo Yavdir Et Akera Al Penei Kulo Lachlok Et HaBeged Shnayim. You don't tear it into half. You don't dismember the Beged. Ele Meshayer Bo Kedei Rochav Sudar. You leave enough on it that it's still the width of a scarf. We said, right, a Sudar was a scarf, right? How do they translate Sudar? Right, I think it's a scarf, yeah?
Kerchief,
anger scarf, right? The mitumato tahor, right? Hoyo v'nikra rubo. Since the majority has been torn, but it's still got a shame beged on it. The kevan sheshir bo kedei ma'aforet ra'u lechabro u'v'shmo alav u'beged k'rinabay. So either you're able to rejoin it again afterwards, or it's still substantial enough. Whatever the case, your bottom line is, you don't dismember, you don't tear up in little pieces. Neither they still got a name beged on it when you bring it back in. Aval, that doesn't work. Doesn't work because in the laws of Tuma, right? Didn't Rav Huna tell us that when you're tearing it in order for it to get out to remove the Tuma from it? Rashi says there in Chunin. Look, we parika or varot Chunin lo shan de talit tmea. On the contrary, you've got to bring it to a lesser level than that in order for it to be considered torn. Otherwise, the tomb is still there. What if you haven't achieved anything? Right? But if you leave it as a size of a mafor, it's still considered chibur. Like Rashi says, "Va'dai nu betumato." So how does this work? Right? Doesn't seem to work so simply. So he answers and he says, Namid Rabbanan. What do you mean Rabbanan? Look at Rashi. Gzeira dilmelo atil mikaruba. He says, Midoraita, va midoraita tohora umutar lachisa mishum mitzvah kibus. He said, that whole halacha there that Rav Huna told us about making sure that it's less is a Rabbanan. Why? Because you might not come to tear the whole thing properly. Right? So therefore, we say no, tear it up properly, right? But midoraita, it was good enough that it wouldn't be torn up. Now I want to see somewhere it's in Amud Bet of today's daf. There's an interesting point over here, which I think is very similar concept. If you go over to Amud Bet, just shoot right to the end. Go to Amud Bet. For those of you who've got Likutei Rashi. Look at the Likutei Rashi, right at the end over there, we said, Chayis Alayhu. Right, we're going to see later on the same idea of burning an earthen oven. If it's a clay oven, right? So you would have to fire, and you want to get rid of taste of some kind. You'd have to fire up the oven, and you can fire up them from the inside or from the outside, right? Now, some people are going to be concerned if you fire up the oven, right? You might end up destroying the oven. See the very last word of the Amud there? Hasakam ifnim. Chayis alayu de mitavre. Right? What's that there? Chayis. Look at the Kutei Rashi, got it there. Chayis alayu. V'isharit le alayu hesek pnim. Right? If we allowed the guy to just burn up on the inside, so he wouldn't burn it from the outside, the oven. Why? Because he'd be scared burning from the outside would destroy it. So more hetera v'samicha hesek b'chutz. Other way around. So if we allow him to burn from the outside, he wouldn't burn from the inside because you think burning from the inside would destroy it if we just burn from the outside. So when you've got a kli of some kind and we make it to too much of an extent, guys end up being concerned. They don't want to destroy their stuff. So they start giving all heterim. So you can understand what's going on here between this issue of Rabbanan, right? Rabbanan, tear it up properly. If we say just do a little tear, so God think, I've got to tear it this, but in actually I'm going to do a little tear and save the garment. Okay? So therefore we say tear the whole thing.
But then it's not doing it.
So that's what we said, leave enough. You take your shirt now, tear it, but enough that you've got a piece on it that has got dint bigger, that is greater. That's greater than a mouth for it. We said, less than a mouth for it, that was in Durabanan.
Then it still can carry
so, no, in Durabanan. So we are interested in the Baramidas in Doraita. You could say Ein Shvut B'Migdash, right? Because there's no Israel Durabanan in the Migdash, but there are. So I don't want to say that. But I mean, that would be a good answer. You can see the focus here in the Migdash is on Doraita, not on the Durabanan. And that din over there in Chulin is not necessarily due to the Baramidash, and therefore there will be more Machmir with regards to the Tum and the Tara. But in the Migdash, we will be Makkah. The next article in the Mishnah was Kli Cheres Sheyatza, right? So we said that it was you'd already cooked it with Basar Chatat, and then it went out, and then it got Tamei. Right? We said that you Nokvo V'Nichnas, you really make a hole and stick it, and then bring it back in a Kli Cheres. So the Gemara says like this. Same question. Kli Amar Rachmana V'Lo Klihu, right? If you made a hole, same question. So no longer a Kli. And the Torah says, Kli. There's a whole shita, a whole nusach change here in the Rashi and in the shita, etc. But actually, this time around, for some reason, I found it made more sense without all these changes. So I'm just going to read it as is, right? Almost. So it says, like, Kli Amar Rachmana V'lo Kliu. So the Torah says, no. Shenikev b'shoresh katan. What do we mean? We mean over here that we made a hole. It was a little hole. Right, which means that it would still be able to be used for certain purposes. Okay, so let's say that you made a little hole, you might be able to put water in it or wine in it, but you could be able to put fruit in it. Okay, in which case it would still work. The next Mishnah was the same story, Kli Nechoshet. Remember, there we say Kli Nechoshet, right? Remember the Mishnah said, with Kli Cheres, we said you make a hole, and then Kli Nechoshet, Nechnasu Mor Kosher, Nidma Pochato. Right, we have to make a bigger hole, remember? There we said pochato. We have to actually remove the kli matechet enot ahor benekev kolduhu ele benekev gadol, said Rashi. You have to have a big hole, right? So the previous answer can't work so well. So what's going on here? The more same question. Ha, love klihu, right? Because kli nechoshe pochato, ha, love klihu. Not a kli anymore. So it says, no, deratzif marzif. What is deratzif marzif? Look at Rashi, yeah? Achar she pochato, makin alav bekurnes umechabro v'chazar shem kli alav. So what happens is it's a copper pot, right? So you can work on it. So you make a nice big hole in it. So you punch a hole through it. Then once you've punched a hole through it, so you've now done the tara process. It's now become tamei. It now become tahor. You now take a hammer and you beat that hole back into place, right? So you fill up the hole again. That's really what he's saying over here. Yeah? V'chazar shem kli alav. So now look at Rashi. We got the kli cheres. Ikele Meimar de Nikvo de Matnitin Motzi Mashkelita Hair. Vadan Klihu de Kabel Zahir. So here actually what I said. Okay? That you can't put obviously that's where I read it, right? You can't put water in that Kli Cheres, but you can put like olives in it or something that the whole of Bumir. Okay, that was just the Rashi. Okay. So now we've solved the question for Kli Cheres. solve the question for a garment, and we solve the question for kli of nechoshet. So Amar Reish Lakish Me'il Shenitma. Reish Lakish says like this: if you've got a jacket, now this me'il over here, right? If you look at Rashi, he's speaking in particular me'il. He says me'il shel big day kahuna, right? Of the Kohanim's jacket, which had chashivut. Shenitaz alav dam chatat, that the blood spilt on it of a chatat. Ve'yatza chutz leklaim ve'nitma, and it left the Beit HaMikdash and it got tamei. Machnis makom hadam lifnim. Right, so now we've got a problem. Because the beged of the Kohen Gadol is an issue to tear. Right? The Kohanim's clothes you can't tear. So we've got a big problem. Up until now we said if you take a beged out, you just tear it. But now we've got a little bit, you can't tear them. So how do you get them back in? Of a Kohen. What he says that she'll big day kahuna. But I think we're speaking specifically about the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol was the issue there to tear his clothes. Right? The pasuk says, right, there's a pasuk here, we got it here. Vaya pirosho betocho safaye the fifth saviv maseh oreg. Remember his tunic, like the thing that the Kohen wears. Kefi tachra yelo lo yikare. Remember the neck was reinforced, remember? So it wouldn't tear. And this is to tear the cloth. So that's why I think he's speaking particularly about that. So he says here like this. Rakish asks a general question, right? And he answers. He says, how would you deal with this? Machniso v'pachot mishalosh al shalosh u'mechapso. What does it mean, machniso v'pachot? Look at Rashi. She'eno machnis shiur beged tamei la'azara. You can't bring in a shiur of a beged in of tamei into the azara. So what he's actually saying is, you stand at the door, and you fold it up, and you bring in a little piece. You like, I need to push into the wall, into the azara, enough that's less than three etzba'ot, right? Remember, three etzba'ot is a minimum beged. So it's basically like that, you know, like a little square. You add it in, right? Look at Rashi says here, lefish yifshal lekoro ulachniso mishum shnei malo yikareya, right? You can't tear it. So that was our halacha that the Rashi gave. So now Moti Rav Ada Bar Ava asks a kashya. He says like this: ha'avin Vaharachin ain bahem mishum shalosh al shalosh. He says this whole notion, right, of shalosh al shalosh, right, this minimum size, doesn't apply to everything. He says we've got the avin and the rachim. What are avin and rachim? So look at Rashi here. Avin beged av, like a thick beged, right, like not like this, like a heavy duty garment, like a jacket, like a coat, right. Vaharachin, and what's rachin? Rashi says yeah, paltara, right. That she'eno arug. We've seen this before plenty times. That's like felt, I think, is the English translation for that. How do you, any word there? Anybody got English? I think it's felt. When we said like leve, that was pushed together. That's how we explained it, not arug, remember? Like pressed. It's feltera. That's why I think it's, if you look at the law, it says feltera. I think it's felt. I don't know, I haven't seen the English, but if you okay? But that, we've seen it before, that concept of not being woven as opposed to being pressed together. And that's how felt is made. It's pushed together. Now, but Rashi says, yeah, felterer. Right? So these garments, look what he says over here. Ein bahem mishum shalosh al shalosh. They don't have shal delav lelevisha chazu. Right? They aren't really suitable for, like you say, a heavy blanket or a big kind of some kind. When we saw yesterday, one of the ideas, why was it 3x3 piece of cloth? Remember we said that you can have the intention, letzaire, remember, to draw on it or to add it. Remember Rashi said, we want to use it to fix up our clothing, or you can have intention to patch up your stuff with it, so you can convert it into a kli, remember?
Which of the 8 garments used by the Kohen Gadol was felt?
No. He says there are 2 different things here. Avin and Rachin. We could be talking about you of Avin.
That's from a different Masa.
We're just talking about different halachas here. We're talking about different types. We're not stumping the stomping. What's it? There was a show called to stump the, what's it called? Stump the zoo.
No, because we were talking, the whole question was that they were talking about the big day Kohenim that were kadosh.
I think that's the Avin. And he's quoting here a Gemara. Motiv Avraham says, "Avin v'harachin, amim shum shalosh al shalosh." It's a different Gemara over here, right? This over here, this Gemara he's speaking about here comes from Masechet Kehilim, right? So there in Kehilim we got a din when it comes to these things of Avim and Rachid. I think Avim would apply here. No, to tear applies to the Kohen Gadol. That was Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the Me'il Shnitma Machzor B'Pachom Mishlosh Shalosh. So now why? Because you can't tear it. So now Adar Bar Ava says, wait a second, this whole notion of Shalosh Al Shalosh doesn't necessarily apply to the beggar of the Kohen Gadol or to every single beggar that you can't tear. Why? Because Avin and Rachid and Bemishum Shlosh Al Shalosh. Right? So he's look at Rashi here. Delav Levish Velavitamechaluk Elele Shevalav. You see, that would be like, for example, a big blanket or a mattress of some kind. Vitzarich Shlosha Al Shlosha. Right? What Shlosha? Here comes your answer coming up in half a second, Ira. What Shlosha Al Shlosha? Shlosha Al Shlosha is Shlosha. Is Shlosha Tfachim. That's the measure that you need. Not Shlosh Shlosh Etzpaot. Right? So in other words, now we've got a problem. Why? Because on the one hand, we've got to stick Beged in, we've got to wash a Beged in the Mizbeah, in the Beit HaMikdash. So if you're just sticking three Etzpaot by three Etzpaot, you haven't got Beged. For that type of item to be Beged needs to be bigger. So you can't just stick Shlosh 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 Etzpaot. Right? And you can't tear it. Right, and look here, look at Rashi. Umeil avhu. See that? There's your answer. So it's not the paltera, that's the av. We said av verachim, the two different types of things. Right? Kedakai melam besede yoma. Chotan kaful shnei masar. Vafilu shalosh al shalosh yachnis. So therefore, if it's three by three fingers, you can stick it in, you've got no problem. Right? So now, so what's going on? So what's Reish Lakish talking about? So he says, no. Because Reish Lakish says that you only bring it in shalosh al shalosh, a little threes. He says, no, why is it not a problem, says Reish Lakish? Agav avihen chashivei. They get chashivut on the back of the rest of the garment. Look at Rashi. Keshu mechubar bebeged. Chashuv gimel al gimel etzba. Right? The three by three fingers is still chashuv didei. So even though you're right, we've got a problem here. We can't stick in too much. Rashi says, don't worry. Just put three by three etzba. Just the amount of the wash. Ah, we need beged. He says it's still considered the chashivut of beged. Why? Because it's connected to the beged. So there would be a difference whether it's a little piece or if it's a part of. If it's a part of, it brings with it the chashivut to, even though the av would need three by three to be a chashiv, he said, no, it's still chashiv but three by three etzba because it's attached to the rest of the beged. Okay, it's a bit of a gymnastics over there. So go on to the way, you've got another problem now. What's the other problem? Is Vaha Bai Shivat Samamanin. In order to clean, look here, we've got a Gemara, Rashi brings it over here. Right? We've got in Gemara in Masechet Nida. He says, Vaha Bai Dam Chatat Shiva Samanin. We just don't know until now, it's quite simple. You do kibbutz, we thought you had a bit of water and you wash it off. He says, no, in Masechet Nida, we've got a halocha. That when it comes to washing a Dam Chatat, you need seven Samamanim, right? Hashnuin Masechet Nida. Right? And where are they? Le'inyan Ketamim, with regards to the blood stains over there. And what are the seven things you need to use to wash the blood off? Rok tafel, that's like an unflavored spit, right? Basic spit. Can't flavor it. Umerag lime and urine. Veneter and borit and ahal and kumonia v'ashlag, right? All these different types of chemicals. Now we've got a problem. How can we bring urine into that? Because we learn in those of you used to once upon a time daven Nusach Ashkenaz. You say by me madlikin erev Shabbos, right? He quotes it here. He says lazjal matnitin kapayich. How can we do it? Right? Look at Rashi there. V'tanya bepitu maketoret. Okay, we say every day. Okay, I don't say it often. Maybe I said him. Okay, in pitu maketoret. She'ein machnisin meraglayim lemigdash. Right. You can't put marigold in the mikdash. So how do we do? We got a problem. Just like marigold in the mikdash.
You were on yesterday about spit.
Yes.
The word for it.
Gilua. We said lishelet. Lishelet. Lishleshet. Yeah. That lishleshet wasn't. I don't think it was. Rashi said either spit or tsoa. Remember?
Yeah.
Lishleshet. Yeah. It's on Sadik Dalil Amud Aleph. Was lishleshet, and Rashi said,
"What was the context?"
For Masechet Shabbat, lo etal lakar shel beged giul shirok or shel tzoa. We're discussing whether you can do kibbutz on Shabbos or not, whether the kibbutz by leather or not. We want to say if it's soft leather, or hard leather, it's garments, etc. We're discussing there, and then we said lishleshet, and Rashi said, "Yeah, etal lakar shel beged Giul shel rok o shel tzoach. Like some sort of horrible spit or thing.
This is only dealing with if the blood, the dam patat, got the appearance of tzarat. Of tzarat. If it's just dam, dam.
But where do you see that? He says, yeah, dam chatat umarot nagayim. Two different things altogether. We learned the aloha here. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barachana, dam chatat, that's the one aspect. Umarot nagayim. Umarot nagayim. Tzrichim shivat zmanim, to do the test on that. So they're two different things altogether. But even dam chatat on its own would be that as well. See, it's they're two different separate halachas. Okay.
So it's a dam
chatat. I think I actually skipped off that Gemara, by the way. I think I didn't read that line of the Gemara. And I went straight to the Rashi. That's why. I went straight to the Rashi. Okay. Yeah, because Rashi says the umar ot negaim. She is kikatuv negaim begaim bekibus. You got to wash the clothes. Tichtiv chibsu et asher bo hanega. And then we said, and dam nida.
Even a dam chatat needs seven.
Seven samanim. So we've got a problem now. How can you stick marag into the mikdash? So we've solved the problem of a tamei beged, of all the different types of tameim. You could either tear them or break them or whatever the case is. And if it's a beged, you can't tear, you bring a little piece. But how do you get the urine from the mikdash? That's a question. So now the Gemara is like, the chitayim, and you might want to say, how do you do it? Not a problem. Demiv lelehu bahadei shiva samanim. Just mix it in. Mix all the seven samanim up into one big mix. And then you can hide the urine in it, right? So it won't be noticeable, right? And wash it all together. Ma'avil hulachul echad. And then do one big wiping as if it's all one. But you can't do that. Why? Kavhatnan. Heviran shelo kesidran. We got a Mishnah there in Nida that says that if you did it not in its proper order, right? There's a special order there, actually says in the Mishnah, of exactly which one comes first. Or shehevir shivatan kechel, or if you did it all together, lo asav lo klum, it can't work. There's a special order. You can't do it all together. You can't even mix up the order. You can't put urine first if urine's going to come through. V'chi taimer, so you might say, okay, demiv lelehu bahade, chad simim samim, mix up urine to one of them. Take the ashlag, for example, right? What's ashlag in English?
Ashlagan is potassium.
Potassium.
But this just calls it ashlag, a substance found in the crevices of ocean pearls.
Okay, well, that's like ashlag comes from the Dead Sea, doesn't it?
It's potash.
Potash,
right?
Brine water. Brine water. Brine water. There's burian, there's netter, there's lime, and all different types of ingredients.
Potash.
Yeah, that's in the Dead Sea, the potash works. Right? So he said, maybe you could mix it into one of them. He says, no, also won't work. Why? The Mishnah said you've got to take with each one of them. One by one, you've got to do three-time process here. There's a whole process. Doesn't work. So what could you do? Right? Says, Ella. So the Gemara says, no, really. Demiv lelehu barok tafel. You can mix it into the unflavored spit. Why? Damresh lakish. Rok tafel. Sarich shehe im kol echad ve'echad. Because he actually says that really the rok tafel is an ingredient that you put in. It's actually six ingredients, and each one of them has rok tafel in it. Right? That's how it works, and therefore you can mix it up with that, and therefore you get away with having the urine in the mikdash. Okay. Madniti.
So you mix it outside the...
See, I'd imagine you can't bring it in on its own outside the Azari. You mix it up outside and bring it in inside, and therefore you've got all of the...
Luckily, they got an answer. Wow. Getting worried.
You're panicking, huh? Yes. I don't know. Okay. The thing is, why couldn't they use it then for the pita makatoret? Why couldn't they bring it in mixed up into one of the other ingredients of the pita makatoret? Don't have an answer.
Pnei hakavod.
No, but pnei hakavod, you don't bring it in. No, but you could mix it into one of the other ingredients because it says yafin. In pita makatoret, it says yafin la. Ela she'emachsim pnei hakavod. But it says yafin la. So if it's yafin la, that's the word that says there, right? It says yafin la. Yeah, I think it is. Do you don't mind if I take off a second just to get my memory? But I think it's what it says, right? It says the pidu makatoret. That's what it's meant. Open onto the page. Yeah? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. On the page. Kadesh nyan kafin meraglaim. Yeah, it says kadesh azavalo meraglaim yafin la. So it says it, right? Yes. So if we found a solution, we now covered. You mix it up into something else. Okay, I don't know. All right. Tarabana. New Mishnah. Echad shebishel bo vechad shiran tocharotech. So now we're talking about kalim. Okay. And And we're talking now that if you remember the problem that we've had before, we've seen, is that if you cook the meat in one of these pots in the Beit HaMikdash, and then afterwards, if you don't do Hagalah or you don't do Merikah and Shtifa, so then when you come to cook in 3-4 days' time, so you've got the meat that comes out and you're over a notar. Remember, that was our problem, right? So echad she bishel. So now we're saying cooking in it, or even not even cooking, but echad she ira l'tocha roteach. Just you poured hot substances into the pot, right? Echad kochei kochim, right? The shita changed the text of the hay. Echad kochei kochim, v'echad kochei kalim. Whether it's kochei kochim or kochei kalim, to'unin merika u'shtifa. Now this merika and shtifa is a higher grade cleaning than just boiling up. Okay, it's like scrubbing, and I don't know what it means, but it's not just boiling. It's not just hagalah. Right? What?
Purging
and
rinsing.
What?
Purging and rinsing.
Yeah, so I'm saying it's like a higher grade. It's not just like boiling up. It's you've got to scrub it and get it in. And maybe do it a few times, the process. I don't exactly understand what. Rabbi Shimon says, Koche Kadim, aim to Nimri Koshtifa. Rabbi Shimon says that. You don't need to do the machloket. What?
That's what I do at home.
You do it at home, put Nimri Koshtifa. Okay.
Right. It was a breaking.
So, So Rabbi Shimon says, there's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon Tanakama here on Kochei Kalim. Rabbi Shimon says that Kochei Kalim don't need Merikah and Shtifa. Now, look at Rashi very quickly here. Because Rabbi Shimon doesn't say that you don't need to do anything, right? Rabbi Shimon just says you don't need Shtifa and Merikah, right? You should tell your wife that at your house it's all Kochei Kalim. So you don't need Shtifa and Merikah, right?
This look is the normal stuff. Nothing wrong with
no, that. Nothing tamay, normal. That's why I mentioned at the beginning. Our concern over here is notar.
Okay.
Right? That's our real concern. He's not Tumah, but specifically, okay, right. But he says, and not even only a Chatat, right?
Kochei Kochim.
No, here we don't talk about breaking. Here we say, Chatat, Mishvah, Chatat, Rutech, Rat, Shtifa, and Merikah. It's not breaking.
No, he says,
we haven't broken yet anything. I don't think so. But no, I don't know why
the Mishnah talks about breaking.
Where does it say breaking?
It's only in the English, doesn't it?
Why is that breaking? It says, Echad Shebi Shabbo, Echad Shebi Al Tocha Rotei, Echad Kochei Kochim, Te'unin Merikah or Shtifa.
The Mishnah.
But only in the English.
We're in a Mishnah. We just started a Mishnah.
Because
it says Te'unin Merikah. But this Mishnah is being a problem.
Okay,
right. Ara is breaking things today. I'm not sure why. Ara is breaking things.
No, because in English it says breaking, but I don't know why. It's not part of the Mishnah.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Right? That's the only reason.
It's not part of the mission. It's like adds in it, its interpretation. To unin merika or shtifa, the pots in which they are
cooked
by purging and rinsing or breaking.
To unin shtifa. Doesn't even say it yet. Mishnah Dibur, Amei Shachrim, Amei Matorah Shel Shvak Tichrei. You know what? It's quite amazing this, eh? In the note here in the Hebrew, he says, "Mishnatenu min amedet shachiyuvim ha'amurim b'torah shel shrek
li'chaz." English art school is different than our English art school. Yeah,
it says here as well about breaking. I know, but I'll tell you what I think it means. He's saying like this. He's saying that when the halacha speaks. I think this is what he's saying here. He said, when the halacha speaks about something needing either shtifa or merikah, which is our Mishnah, or being broken in the case it became tameh, let's say with tameh hot foods, it wasn't only when it was mevushal, it was even if it was just poured into it hot. That's what I think he's saying. Our Mishnah is not discussing, understand. If it would need, if breaking would be the process, then it wouldn't only be if it was mevushal, even if it was hearar or teyach. I think that's what it's saying. But let's look at Rashi.
Okay.
Rashi is now with regards to Rabbi Shimon. It says, we'll glorify his time, we'll explain Rabbi Shimon's reason in the Gemara of why he says this. Oh. What?
No, it mentions in the Gemara. It's not breaking in the Gemara.
We haven't got to Gemara yet.
The next line.
But I'm saying, but the Mishnah was written a few hundred years before the Gemara.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just saying, that's why it says here, Rabbi Shimon says, Kochek and Begumar first time, Ve'im Tomar Harei Habalue Nasan Notar. You see that? Here's our question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just try and focus on what the purpose is at the moment. Our concern here is the Notar, right? So if it's Kochek Kalim, I mean, even Kochek Kalim have got Notar, right? Kochek Kalim might be able to go for 2 days, but it's still after 2 days becomes Notar, right? So Ve'im Tomar Harei Habalue Nasan Notar, Upolto Beheter Lachazman. So Modi Rabbi Shimon, debai ha'agala berotchin. Rabbi Shimon agrees that you have to have a hagala, right? Because of the notar. Umitorat merika ushtifahu. Right? And it comes from that whole law of shtifarika. The memaitek ribatim gemor gabe chumelo nitshech. The amar mar. The maimelo b'yayim. The maimelo b'mezug. Ha afilu b'yayim. Afilu b'mezug. So he says it's just there's a difference here with the shtika, shtifa, and merika or hagala. But even Rabbi Shimon would agree you have to have hagala, right? Why are you smiling?
Says here Rashi on Sadiq Gimel says the breaking has to do with the earthenware with cheres
because
and the shtifa is
if it's
metal,
got to steel because he isn't hagala with earthenware. Right. Okay, isn't hagala with earthenware? But that's only applied to the tuma. Or even the notar then.
I guess you can't get it out of the...
So the klichers you can never reuse.
I guess so, yeah.
Klichers you can never reuse. But what does the breaking of the klichers help me? I'm not going to use it again once it's broken. So it should only apply to the tumah. Again, I come back to the same original case. I mean, what does breaking the klichers help me for? To make sure I won't use it?
Why in the previous mission do we have to break it?
When it was tamek.
No,
and nitmah.
But then you put your nikuv...
That was nitma. We said only when it was nitma. The previous mission spoke about only nitma.
But it tells you punch a hole in it. That takes away the tumah, and then you bring it in and break it.
No. That was the klicheres, right?
Yeah.
That was the blood of the chatat. But here we're not talking about the blood of the chatat. Here we're talking about notar. The blood of the chatat. Understand the blood of the chatat. But I'm saying
it will definitely become no time if you can't get it out of the. So you have to break it in the street. You cannot reuse.
No, so you got to say, so your breaking is to make sure that you never reuse it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a precautionary measure
to
have it last sitting around. Okay, all right. Okay, let's see. The Gemara speaks about, but I always like to try to understand the Mishnah in its context. All right, Gemara. Tarabanan. So the Gemara says like this: we got a bright, and the pasuk says, "Asher tuvushalbo." Right, remember the Mishnah said both bishul or pouring hot stuff in. So the bride says, "Asher tuvushalbo and ele shebishelbo." I only know from the pasuk that it was mevusha. Ira letochorotach. Where do I know that even if I pour boiling hot stuff into it, it's the same halacha? Tamud lomar, asher tuvushalbo yishaver. Okay, so what does it mean? Asher tuvushalbo yishaver. Look at Rashi. Asher tuvushalbo yishaver midasamich yishaver etzel bo. It says tuvushal vo, and then it says bo yishaver, velo katav im bikli cheres tuvushal yishaver, lemidrash im nivla bo mikom akom yishaver. This is a kli cheres.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because it didn't say only if it's a kli cheres, it comes to tell me that mikom akom, whatever way it got in here, right, we've got to break the kli cheres. So you can say, so that's what Michael was saying. The first line of the Gemara was already talking about breaking a klicheres, right? But I'll still be honest with you. In my mind, I thought it was only talking about tuma. So now, by Rav Chama, Rav Chama de Kashya, Telao ba'avir tanur mahu. So okay, we come back to the question we had previously. We had tying something back with his back. Let's say that you like dangle. You don't actually stick something now. We've got a kli. We're assuming now we're talking about an earthen oven. That the oven's made of klicheres. Okay? And now a klicheres... Right, whatever's inside it, if it was tame, it would become tame. But now we're not putting anything inside the kli; we're dangling it over. We're going to like grill it on the top. Look at Rashi here. Tilao leshiput shel chatat. You take a skewer, right, and you've skewered. You made a shishlikya of chatat meat, right, and you're dangling it ba'avir hatanur. So it's at the moment there's a fire at the bottom and it's not on the sides of the, not touching the tanur, it's just hanging in the middle, suspended, and you're now doing some sort of barbecue type of concept in the tanur. That's Rashi. V'nit bashelbo, avaloni vlabo klum. Right? It's getting cooked in the oven, but the walls of the oven aren't absorbing anything here. Right? Now look here at Yud Bet, quickly of the Shita Mekubetzet. He says, yeah, Perush, ma shenafal min habasar begechalim sheyesh betanur hu nofel, ve'eno nivla klal batanur. Okay? So now there's coals at the bottom. This skewer is hanging, imagine, in the middle here. It's not touching the wall, so the oven itself is not absorbing anything. And any fat or whatever will drip off the skewer, goes straight onto the coals and gets burnt. So our earthenware oven is completely free of any tainted meat. It's only in the middle. Right? So there's bishul, there's no blia. So now the Gemara says like this. Listen to Rabbi Chama's question. Rabbi Bar Chama's question.
What's the question? Mahu.
Mahu, right? 1 second. Look at the Gemara. Abishul the biluahu de kapid Rachmana. When Rachmana said we're gonna break this vessel, or if it's an earthenware, or we've got to make a whole do shtif for Marika, is it only when there was bishul and bilua, and it was absorbed into the pot, or Dilma abishul below bilua? Even bishul the apilua. Yeah, in this case, there was bishul the apilua, right? We're going to see Rashi there for a second. Look at Rashi there. Mahu. Mi have a tzarich, right? Tanu shvir or lo. Will we have to break it or not? So Amar Rava says here, let's answer. Toshma. We've got a brighter. Echad shebishel bo, vechad shira lo tochoroteach. Right? So look at Rashi there. Balu, hold on. We've got the Rashi there. Echad shira lo tocho. Alma, achad a kapit. Therefore, it's good enough. The writer said, or that. The ha irat tocho, balua ika, and bishuleika. So, in a case like that, if it said, echad shebishelbo, vechad sheirat tocho rotach. So, we've got two cases, says Rashi. The one case is where you just cooked and it wasn't blia. The other case was where there was blia and there was no cooking. So, the Gemara is like this, no. Balua, below bishul, lo kamibayna. I never asked you about the case of Ira Latocho, where it was absorbed without bishul. My question is very focused. I don't really a bright who says either or. My question is, kikami bayalan, bishul below bilua mahu. I've got a specific question over here. If it's dangling in the middle like we spoke about, and there's nothing being absorbed, and it's just cooking inside it, what's the story? It's like, okay, I'll answer you. Atoshma. He brings in a brighter, right? And this brighter comes from our daf. We'll see it tomorrow. Tanur shel mikdash shel matechet haya. Look at this, very important. We up at now, we've been assuming that we've been speaking about a tanur which is cheres. And we're assuming as well that tanurim as a rule are cheres. Right? So why was the bet mikdash one specifically steel? Now, if you've got Likutei Rashi, you know, let's first look at our Rashi. Look at Rashi Abia. It said, Tanur shel mikdash shel matechet haya. Look at Rashi. Kesal kedatach, Rashi says, we think, the Hava Amina, why is it telling us over here that it's matechet? Mibnei shetzolin bo, right? Because you are tzolin bo shipudei chatat, or shipudei chataot. Shelo yit'an shvira. The shipud chatat doesn't, you don't have to shover. You see, that's why I wanted on the focus on the Mishnah, right? That a shipud of a chachatat is by definition doesn't toen shvira, right?
Isn't that referring to the metal?
Right. So if you're burning it in the steel oven, you could just do marika and shtifa, right? You wouldn't have to break it, and they were cooking all the time in the Beit HaMikdash, right? So if you had to break the oven every time you could have chachat, every day you're breaking ovens, right? It'd be like a Greek wedding on steroids, right? Instead of breaking plates, you'd be breaking ovens every day. Right, so he says like this. So he says, so now this is my proof to you to your answer. Tanur, the Amar Blach Tanur Shemidah Shematech Raya. Veisal Kedatach Bishul Belo Blia Lo Kapid. And if you would think that there wasn't any big deal, that we never had to worry at all if there was the Bishul without Blia. Neivat Shocheres, they just make it a Cheres one. Why make it go to the trouble of making it a steel one? The whole reason making it a steel one is because you do need the shtifa and merika, and if it was cheres, you'd have to break it. So therefore, the Torah's makpid even without blia bishul on its own, right? The Gemara's like this. They doche this answer, right? So he says no. He says kevan deike shire menachot afiatan betanur. Right, that's why we need it over there. There are many other reasons why. So you can't. If this was the only thing that was used in this oven, was a chatat of a korban, of a meat of a korban, then you might have an argument here. But since we know that this oven is used for plenty of things, to bake the menachot, right, the flour korbanot, and they chokotche kochim, with all other reasons that got into it over there, right. Right, then you might be able to prove it. But there are too many other things that are happening over here as well that make us say that. That's why Rashi said there, Kasal Kedatach Mipnei Shetzulim Poshibu Lechatat. We thought the only reason they were bad Batechet is because it was for the Chatot. But no, there are many other reasons. It might be one of the reasons, but it's not good enough to prove. Right, exactly.
For sure.
Now look at Rashi. If you go to Likutei Rashi over here from Beitza, just look quickly at the bottom there. It says there, Shel Matechet Aya. Right, you see the Likutei Rashi there? Those of you who got it? The Likutei Rashi, down towards, like in the middle of the Likutei Rashi almost. It says there, Shel Matechet. Can you see that?
Yes.
Shel Matechet Aya. Mishum Shtei Halechem. Velechem Apanim. Shafiatan, the Gdushatan betanur havele kli sharet, a kli sharet techeres lo avdinan. You see that? He gives another reason why. He says, why was it a matechet? Because we used it for the lechem apanim and for the share and the shtei alechem, and therefore we had to have a kli sharet, and a kli sharet has to be from steel, it can't be from clay. So that's another reason why. So that's Russians bring it over here. But that's what the Gemara is basically saying. There are too many other reasons why we could argue why it's matechet. He has a good one, that it's a klisharet. Therefore, it can't be from cheres. So the fact you're telling me why isn't it cheres only because of chatat isn't a good reason. It's a cheres, it isn't cheres because it's a klisharet. So therefore, you might be right in what you say, but that's not the reason. Okay, let's answer it there. So Gemara said like this. This is okay. Ve'ikah bishul, right? Ve'bilua, ve'balua. I think that the Shita changed it. Ve'balua. That hay over there. He reads it. Bishul ve'balua avdinan. Right. Ve'ikah bishul ve'balua avdinan shomatechet. Okay. Who tell it? Okay. That's in the story. Okay. Now we got a story over here. Also carrying on with regards to stuff being absorbed, etc. Inside and the effects of it. Ahu tanura da atchuba tichia. Right, so now this is a very important halacha, by the way. You know, there's a halacha, and this we learned in Surba, by the way, in fact, recently, not long ago, that there's a gzeira that bread that's made with milk inside it is asur. Right? And by the way, bread with meat in it is also asur.
That's
bread, alpi halacha, has to be parav. Now, there's certain exceptions with bread. You can make milk breads as long as they've got particular shapes on them, or if it's very clear that they bread with milk in it, and you understand. But as if you're selling bread as bread to get a heksha anywhere in the world on it as bread has to be parav. So you'll find very often there were government breads which, just because they had like a milk ingredient in it or some sort of lactose in it, wouldn't get a heksha because of this gzeira.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gzeira. There's nothing wrong with the bread. It's kosher bread, even kosher milk. But a gzeira bread has to be parav. This is our Gemara here. This is the Gemara talks about it earlier. This is the halacha coming up here. Ahu tanura da atchuba tichya. Look at Rashi, yeah? There was this oven, right? Ahu tanura. And he said, tachu betichya. He says here, min tigun hu, she osin mi lechem, v'tashin hatanur be'ilya. And they would, it's a type of a tigun, like a tigun is to fry, right? Like a type of frying type of bread that they do. And they would baste the oven with Eliyah. That's like the oil from the tail of the keves, right? That's the Eliyah, right? That's
animal
the fat, animal fat from the come from the tail of the keves. Ve'ofin et alechem achar shetachuhu. And then they bake the breads in the oven after they've basted this oven, or the breads maybe even. The breads, that's the ahut tanura, that's the oven, right? U'masechet Shabbos nami amiran talta sabed netachi. Okay, 3 times in the third. So now he says like this. You've got this oven, which is basted with this tichya, this fats. Asra rabba bar ihilai lemichle lerifta leolam. See that? Rabba bar ihilai said that this food, this bread, this rifta is bread, you can never eat. Now, when leolam here, just look at the word Rashi here, is very particular about leolam. Va'afilu hisikuhu va'afubu. Even if you had fired up the oven again, right? In other words, and you cleaned the oven, you can still never use bread baked in the oven ever again. Why? Because as far as Rashi is concerned, the shemen never leaves the walls. So every time you bake, there'll be a little bit of that shemen coming into the bread again. Okay? So in other words, once you've put meat into the oven, you can never use that for bread again. Va'afilu b'milcha. Now, what does it mean by afilu b'milcha? Even if all you did was eat the bread just with salt. Would you never, right? Even if you never ate it with anything else, if you never ate it with milk, right? Even if, why? Dilma ati lemichla bekutach. Kutach, we know what kutach is. Right? Kutach is the classic Gemara milchik dish made of cheese and creams and eggs and whatever the whole story was. Right? So, right. So that's what, that is the halacha that we learn over here. Right? In the name of Rabbi Bar I Halai lemichla riftul olam. So now Gemara brings a kashya. Meitivai. We've got a kashya over here. This kashya comes from a Gemara in Pesachim. A brighty in Pesachim. Ein lashin et ha'isa b'chalav. You see that? That's the halacha that we spoke about. And it's brought to halacha here. You can't knead the dough with milk. But you can't put milk into the dough. Ve'im lash, and if you did it, kol ha'pat kula asura. Right? All the pat is asur. Why? Mipnei hergel avera. Now, what do you mean hergel avera? Hergel avera is actually not a, it's a bit of a misnomer, because it doesn't mean that you're used to making avera. But because we're so used to eating bread with meat and with milk, we know that bread is parav, and therefore we're going to end up getting into an avera here easily. Right? That's what Rashi, look at Rashi says here. Hergel avera, shelo yochal pat im abasa. Right? Because it's got milk inside it. And the brother carries on and says, Kayotsebo, similarly, ein tashidatanu be'elia. Right? You can't baste the oven with this elia, the fat of the tail. Ve'im tash, look here, here comes, that's why, remember that l'olam of Rashi, even after you had fired up the oven, you still couldn't use it? Here comes the kashya now, for end of this brighter. Right? Ve'afir, ein tashidatanu be'elia, ve'im tash kol apat kul asur. If you did do it, all the bread is asur. Ad sheyasik etatanur. How long is the bread patur asur for? Until you fire up the oven. Ah, Rabbi Ihalai said that never, even after you fire up the oven. Our bright team Psachim says it's only the bread that you bake now. But if you fire up the oven, you can have the oven. Then from then you can start using the bread again. So make up your mind. Either it's forever or not. Okay? So the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Bar Ihalai Tiyufta. Ein achinami, this kasha is a strong kasha, and therefore Rabbi Ihalai is right, you can't use it with meat, but only for that particular bake, and if you fire up the oven again, you can then use it afterwards. So the Gemara says, like, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, he says, V'chi me'achar de'itotav Rabbi Bar Ihalai. Once you've got this kasha, Rabbi Ihalai, which we've knocked him out and said that it's only for this particular baking and not for future bakings. Amai, why Amarav Kderot bePesach Yishvavru? That if you got these Kderot, right, big vessels on Pesach, which have got Chomet Shavar Lava Pesach, right, you must break them. Right? In other words, what's our thinking over here? Just fire them up and kasha them. So we've seen, you can kasha them if it's Klicheres, right? So you can still Klicheres, maybe you can kasha. Look here. Look at Rashi there. Amarav, ha itlehu takanta behesek. You can fire them up and you got takanta. Why break them? It's not tuma, it's chumash of Pesach. So he says like this, Amar lei. So what was the answer? He answered, right? Rav Ashi, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi answered Ravina and says to him, Rav mokila lahahi b'shel matechet. He says, no. He says, Rav said, mokila lahahi b'shel matechet. Now look at this likutei Rashi very quickly over here. Me'achar de'otit av Rabbi Bar Ihalai v'shmainan de'hesek mo'il le'kli cheres, in the words for kli cheres, keder b'pesach, right, amai shuwa break them, yasikam v'yitlabenu, just fire them up, right? So amai le'rav, mokim le'lahu de'tani ad she'yusak, right? So I'm taking me by the cheres, I was giving me from here. I don't know what I'm saying. The first answer he says was, no, we're talking about matechet. Now I'm not sure exactly why that's an answer, but he says, ve'i bait aim, another answer is, betanu shel cheres se'hesekum v'fnim, right? He says, what's going on over here? He says that the difference is, if it's a tanur of cheres, but it would depend how you did it, whether you fired it up inside or outside. Our Gemara was speaking about firing it up inside, right? Here we've been talking about if you fired it up outside, it would be good enough, you'd have to still break it. So he says, v'navid lehesek mibifnim. So then what's the problem? Fire it up inside. So that's when we had the very beginning of the shir, he said, no. Chayis alayu debitavri, the guy himself, who's got the bacheres, he would be scared. If you fired it up inside, it would break. And therefore, he would say to himself, you know what? I'm allowed to fire it up outside. I'm not going to fire it up inside. He'll basically allow himself a heter, fire it up outside. And as a result, he wouldn't come to do it properly. And therefore, Rav said, just break it, smash it, and don't worry about it.